Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices that we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. So we want to help you. No matter what you're struggling with, we want to see you live your potential. Why? Because you have an amazing potential. And a lot of times people don't tap into it. Matter of fact, most people don't tap into it. They don't live the life they were designed to live, the life that they could live. And really the greatest life comes down to you maximizing everything that God's given you so you can do great things. It is true. 888-283-7272. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. If you haven't picked up a free copy of our best-selling book, it's a hard copy. We'll send it to you for free. I just decided to do that. Help, encourage people. All you got to do is cover the shipping. There's a little bit of cost there to get it to you. But we'll cover the book. We pay for it. It's almost a $30 book. We just send it to you for free. And we want to see you live better. And it's got the tools in there that really will take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Let's kick off and go with Allison. Hi, Allison.
I'm dealing with dry eye. I'm 35, and it's degenerative. And I also was recently diagnosed with Lyme disease. And I have Epstein-Barr. I had mono at one point.
Yeah, that's a whole different deal. And when you've got dry eye many, many times, a lot of times it just seems like it's random, but it's not. And you want to get a test done for fatty acids. There's different types. There's the omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids. You get those checked out. See what the balance is and the ratios. A lot of times there's such a severe omega-3 deficiency that's where the dry eye comes from. And when you get on heavy amounts of fish oil or cod liver oil, it really begins to change that. And a lot of times the skin conditions that we deal with are omega-3 deficiencies as well. So they really go hand in hand. The dry eye and the fatty acids are almost, they dance together. So I would get it checked out. We get a blood test done. If you can't find one, just touch base with our provider team, and we can easily help you get one there in your area. Pretty simple. It's a simple test, but it gives you great information. Plus, you can see trans fat levels in the blood and see exactly what's in the cells to see what you need. And dry eye is just not some weird genetic thing. It's definitely nutritionally related, and the body is not getting something that it needs. So I would look at those tests in that way, or have someone look at those tests so that way you can know exactly what's going on. Okay, and please keep us posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Asa, your host. Check us out on the web. Go to asarx.com. It is a prescription, really, the RX, to help you live better. We want to see you live better and see you thrive in everything that you're doing. You have a potential. You've got to tap into it. That's what this thing is all about. All right, what about nuts? Almonds, cashews, walnuts, macadamia nuts, those are my favorite. Well, if you like them, it doesn't seem, and you think, well, they're going to put a bunch of weight on you. Well, there's probably a new way of looking at it now. So they looked at nut consumption, and they found that it can actually cut your risk of death. This is a one-ounce serving each day showed a 20% reduced risk of dying from any cause over 3 decades. So we looked at nut consumption. They said 119,000 Americans over the past 30 years. Dr. Charles Fuchs, who's done this study, it's a A study that was done by the U.S. National Institutes of Health and, of course, the International Tree Nut Council Nutrition Research. I didn't even know there was such a thing. But it was all published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Nuts are nutrient-dense foods, according to certain information, unsaturated fatty acids, fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Well, previous research has linked nut consumption to a lower risk of heart disease as well as improvements in the risk factors for heart disease like high cholesterol, according to the study. Well, researchers looked at how nut consumption might affect all causes of death, as well as whether nuts were linked to death risk from specific conditions like heart disease. But the study concluded that more than 76,000 women from Nurses Health Study and more than 42,000 men from the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study, anyone with a history of heart disease, stroke, or cancer was excluded from the study. Nut consumption was verified in the study, and they looked at it, but the researchers said, at the bottom line, we know that over a 30-year study, people who had or ate nuts on a regular basis, at least 1 ounce, kind of like a handful, cut the risk of dying. So, pretty amazing to see that. Eating more nuts was linked to a lower risk of death due to cancer, heart disease, and respiratory disease. A new study uncovered the association between eating nuts and living longer, but it didn't prove cause and effect. Just so you know, they always have that. Always have that. So the serving size for 1 ounce is usually about 16 to 24 almonds, 16 to 18 cashews, or about 30 to 35 peanuts. So people who ate nuts tended to be healthier overall, according to the study. They were leaner, had lower rates of obesity, had lower cholesterol, had less high blood sugar, and had smaller waist circumferences, ate more fruits and vegetables, and exercised more than people who ate fewer or no nuts. So Fuchsia and his team controlled the data to account for these factors. And one expert said that people who are eating nuts aren't eating instead is also important. Study adds to the research that nuts are part of an overall healthful diet, especially if you're choosing to have nuts instead of chips or candy. I totally agree. I mean, people say, well, I want to stay away from the chips and all of that, and you go for the nuts, but then you continue to crave the junk food. Go ahead and get the sea salted nuts. They make those. I mean, it's not that much. And when you do the salted nuts, again, sea salted, not roasted with oil, can't do those. But they have natural organic nuts that are, the way they're processed and produced, they just have some sea salt with them. But that salt really does cut the craving for like French fries and chips. It brings in that same level of satiety that you need. And so it really does. It makes a big difference. So a lot of times I'll say, if you're really, really hungry, grab a handful of like almonds or cashews or macadamia nuts and eat them. Wait about 5 minutes and you'll notice you're not hungry at all. And a lot of times the body craves fat because we don't eat enough. We really don't. Because we got freaked out in the 80s and 90s about fat because it was like high carb, low fat, and now we're in a diabetes crisis because of that nonsense. But I would just encourage you, though, that nuts are great. And it's something that we use. I use and implement every single day in my eating routine. We do it in our coaching systems with all of our clients around the country. Our providers that are in our local areas, they use them in their protocols as well. It's just, it's unless you're allergic to them, it's a given. It's something you should have every single day. Really makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Now, coming up, we've got some more questions about your health we're going to jump into. And don't forget, get a copy of my free book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. It's my hard copy bestseller. We're going to send it to you for free, absolutely free. It'll be a gift to you, $30 value. And all you have to do is cover a little bit of shipping, okay? We want to see you live better than you ever have. Help. healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. We're always here for you, each and every day. Your healthcare on demand. Because we're here, all original health programming, health and wellness and medical clinics called the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, where your lifestyle is your medicine. Providers to give you the care that you need, natural organic supplements to be able to help you and support you along the way, protocols, eating protocols, strategies, exercise protocols, how to get your health back, how to build your health back, all of that. It's your health, right? It's your greatest wealth, and that's what we're here for each and every day, to support you and help you and equip you. That's what it's about. Karen, you're next on the line. How can I help?
Recently, I had to go up to the emergency room because I had some severe pain, and I was diagnosed with acute pancreatitis and was told to go on a certain liquid type fast for a few days to bring the inflammation down. And I've been following that diet. However, I have slipped up in the fact that I've been eating boiled eggs to bring my protein level up because I have hypoglycemia and I get really, really tired. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I can do to keep my energy level up without the protein. Drinks like Gatorade and stuff, they can irritate my system and also give me migraines.
Okay. Yeah, a couple of things you've got to look at. First, we've got to figure out what the deficiencies are. It's a big one, right? So even with any areas, pancreas, whatever area you're talking about, you've got to figure out why the body's breaking down in the first place. So it's the root cause. And again, sometimes we don't know, but a lot of times we do. And the blood work and some other basic testing that can be done clinically can really help get those numbers. You can figure out exactly what's there. You can easily see what's happening inside the body, what is, what's not, and build a good solid game plan. So that's where I would start. And again, simply, it's not just something as simple as take this herb or eat this berry or do that. It really comes down to more of an overall game plan of what your body needs. That really is the ultimate key and the first thing you want to focus in on. All right. 888-283-7272. Give us a call where your health care is on demand. So annual COPD costs are going to hit about $49 billion by 2020. All right. CDC said this. The medical costs for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in the United States are more than $32 billion each year, according to new research from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The yearly financial toll of COPD, which includes emphysema and chronic bronchitis, is expected to reach an estimated $49 billion. So for the first time, analysis provides different, like, state-specific costs for COPD. And the medical costs associated with COPD are primarily paid for by Medicare. So COPD forced Americans to miss an estimated 16 million days of work, costing nearly about $4 billion. Overall, COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, it's a serious lung condition that creates scarring and is very challenging to a lot of people. It's chronic. It's in a lower respiratory area. It's the third leading cause of death in the U.S., according to the news release. So roughly 80% of COPD-related deaths are due to smoking. And in 2010, the condition claimed almost 135,000 lives in the United States. Following year, it was estimated about 13 million adults in the U.S. had COPD. So again, it's smoking is a big deal, right? And so it's one of those situations that we have to do everything we can to make the right choices. If you have COPD, just know that there's a lot you can do with your lifestyle to unwind that and to get things back where they need to be. So you don't have to be stuck. You really can unwind a lot of it by making better choices. L-taurine, there was a study that came out, L-taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. It's an amino acid. It can help regenerate a lot of what's lost with the smoking. So it can help rejuvenate a lot of the lung tissue. There was a study done about that. So, again, nothing is promised and nothing is presented as a complete rehabilitation on that, but there is some hope that they say about every 8 years your lungs can regenerate from the point for the damage that was done from the smoking. So it's pretty cool. The body regenerates. It's very, very neat how that can happen. And then you can give your body a second lease on life many times. 888-283-7272, where your healthcare is on demand. I'm America's Health Coach, as always, here for you. And you can give me a call. Go to 888-283-7272. Whenever you're struggling with anything, we're here for you. That's what this whole show is about, to give you a better life, a better lifestyle, to make better choices, to be able to live and thrive and do better. All of that really does make a difference. So a lot of the gene mutations are happening right now. Genetic mutation seems to be ramping up in the brain now that we're getting better understanding of how mutation triggers feeling of pleasure and gratification. So obesity is typically caused by a combination of overeating, lack of physical activity, and genetics. So the most common genetic cause of obesity is a mutation in the melanocortin 4 receptor gene. This is British research. Found in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Scientists compared 8 people who were obese and had the MC4R gene mutation with 10 people who were overweight or obese that did not have it. Using functional MRI scans, study authors observed how pictures of tempting foods, such as chocolate cake, activated the reward centers of the brains. Their response to the photos of appetizing foods was then compared to the different groups. And surprisingly, participants who were the same age and weight had different responses to those. Those with the genetic mutation were stimulated more. Pretty amazing. So there is a genetic component to it. It's not everything, but it's genetics. And you can overcome your genetics. I always say you can beat genetics in a lot of ways with our lifestyle choices and what we commit to do each day. 888-283-7272.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is calling for an expanded probe into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic after new reports that researchers at a Chinese lab were severely sickened about a month before the first cases of COVID were reported. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt said Tuesday that a transparent investigation was needed, something he said wasn't currently happening with China. Health Secretary Javier Becerra echoed those calls while speaking at a meeting of the World Health Organization.
Phase 2 of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus and the early days of the outbreak.
Those calls coming as the United States passed a vaccination milestone on Tuesday. The CDC says that half of the nation's adult population, more than 129 million people, have been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has some issues with Canada's COVID restrictions. Tim Berg explains.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States, while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a Cleveland Indians pitcher has found himself on the injured list with one of the oddest injuries in recent memory. Right-hander Zach Plesac was placed on the IR after breaking his thumb on his pitching hand. Cleveland manager Terry Francona said the injury occurred Sunday in the locker room, while Plesac aggressively ripped off his shirt and hit his hand on a chair. It's unclear how much time the 26-year-old will miss with the injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Are you living in shape? In Shape University is what it's all about. It's about getting your life in shape, whether it's exercise, getting moving, getting lean. A lot of people want to get the abs, the six-pack. They want to have fit and trim of the V, and they want to get rid of the hips and the thighs. But I think getting in shape is something that we all want. Fit is healthy. Strong is the new thin, as they say, and strong is healthy. So it's not so much just about looking like the latest Hollywood star, but it's really about getting in shape. You know, it really is about living a healthy lifestyle, and that's what this is about. And that's what I love really pushing people for, is to get in shape. You know, it's funny because when I was in high school and middle school and played sports my whole life, they would always say, you've got to get in shape. Time to get in shape. Got to go stay after practice, run extra to get in shape. And that was always a concept that reigned with me of what it meant to be in shape. It's like there's always life is
is in season all the time. Like, we have to be in shape. I want to be in shape every day. I don't want to be able to not walk upstairs. I want to be able to do a pull-up. I want to be able to do a push-up. I want to be able to go water ski. I want to be able to snow ski and not say, well, I'm this age, so I can't do that anymore because I might break something or I might tear something. Like, I hear that a lot by people, and it's like, when is it that you turn 60 or 70 and you can't go snow skiing anymore? Like, what's up with that? You're worried you're going to break a hip? Really? I mean, when I go and do these sporting things that I do, I snowboard. I'm a huge snowboarder. Love it. And water skiing and wakeboarding and do these events, these sports that I do that I really enjoy and I love. When I get out and do these things, it's interesting just to watch people and listen to people and how they really think. Because it's amazing to see that some people really just think that at a certain age, it's time to hang it up. Or you gain 50 pounds, so you just can't do that anymore. And it's just, that's part of your youth. That was then. It's not now. That was back then, not now. But the reality is that we can still stay in shape and do the things we need to do. But I will tell you this, that as you get into different decades of life, it's important that you maintain your flexibility. It's important that you maintain your core strength. And it's important that you maintain your overall strength to keep your body in a certain place, so that you can function well. And one of those keys, as much as I would say exercise 5 to 6 days a week, I would say move at least 6 days a week. I don't care what it is. You have to do something 6 days a week to get your body moving. And if you're high intensity all the time, you want to go 5 and take 2 days off. So I'm okay with that. If you really push hard, you can go 5 days and take 2 off. But you really got to get out and get moving. I mean, it is important. So what I want to talk about to help get in shape is kind of the opposite of that is recovery. And I think it's something that we don't put enough emphasis on, but yet we need to, right? So even if you go to the extreme and you start exercising, I know people that work out 7 days a week, don't ever take time off. That's crazy. Your body can't handle that. So recovery is as much important to not get injured as it is. And this is to, if you're focused on losing body fat and getting lean and getting healthy, your recovery methods are as important as your workout methods. And it's important to get the two together. So recovery is everything. So I want to talk about what to do to really get the best recovery possible. Now, number one is you want to look at doing some things for sore muscles. So fitness-related sore muscle or muscle soreness is so common that it has a name. They actually gave it a clinical name. It's called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. And so what happens is that the delayed onset muscle soreness sets in a day or two following a strenuous fitness routine caused by the microscopic tears within the muscle tissue created during an intense exercise activity. Listen, here's the thing. I got to tell you, I'm addicted to it. I've been doing it since I was like 17, okay? And I am literally addicted to that DOMS. If that's my addiction, then I'm cool with that. All right. If I don't get that soreness on the second day, I will tell myself you are the biggest wuss because you didn't push hard enough in your workout. You know, what were you thinking? How could you ever do? And this is such a funny comment. You may not relate to this at all, and you may think you're crazy. I cannot believe that to be sore. That's why I don't work out because I can't walk the next day. Well, then it's good that you can't walk the next day and you're sore and it hurts to sit down on the toilet. Like, get moving. It's better than sitting around and doing nothing. But really, if I don't have that soreness, then I feel like I didn't work hard enough. If I feel like I wussed out. I really do. So it's one of those things that we really have to focus in on. But DOMS is great. But here's the thing. If it lasts too long, I mean, I've had soreness like that last a week. And so if that soreness lasts a long time, it can really impede. It's too much, and you got to make sure you're recovering well enough and not being stuck in that, because you have to recover with this sort of thing. It's vital. You have to get the recovery in for your body, or your performance will suffer, and your performance suffers, you can get injured, and then you can't work out as frequently as you want to, and that's a big deal. So getting in shape, it's important to recover. So here's a couple of ways to improve your recovery. Number one is stretch. Stretching before your workout and after your workout, what we call dynamic stretching or static stretching, different types. Those static are the kind you hold, you know, where you like lean down and grab your hamstring, hold it. or the dynamic is where you movement. Like if you reach down to touch your toes and come all the way back up, that's what we call a dynamic stretch. Static is where you hold it. So warming up before weight training is another big one, too. You want to get on and do some kind of stretching and at least cardiovascular work, maybe 5 minutes of warm-up before you get on the weights. I never walk into the gym and just start throwing the weights around. If you watch me, I go in. I'm very meticulous in the way I do this. I warm up for 5 minutes on a treadmill. I walk on an incline of about 5.5 and at about 3.7 miles an hour. And I stay at that pace for 5 to 7 minutes till I feel warm. Then I go over and I'll go to the dumbbells and I'll grab some little 5-pound dumbbells and I'll do all kinds of different range of motion with my shoulder. And little presses, side raises, rear raises, twisting movements to get my shoulders completely warmed up if I'm doing upper body. So I do that for 5 minutes. Then I go start warming up on my main area, like if I'm going to do back or if I'm going to do arms or shoulders or chest. Then I go and get started on the moderate weight and then I go up to a heavy weight. Okay, I do all that so I don't get injured, okay? But that's important for recovery, too. You want to hydrate, too. Hydration is important. Half your body weight in ounces of water every day. And again, if you're sweating a lot, live in hot climates, you might want to increase that by about 25%, all right? Now, workout with the correct form is important, too. This is extremely important for not getting injured and recovering well. So you want to be aware of your posture. You want to make sure that whatever exercise you're doing, you've got great form. Great form, there's no heavy weight with sloppy form that's going to outdo lighter weight with great form as far as building a healthy, strong body. Just not going to happen. Now, some of the post-workout methods that are really good to get rid of sore muscles and to help recovery is cryotherapy. So jump in an ice bath, basically. You get into an ice bath and they have these actual locations now, like cryotherapy clinics where you can go in. It's not really a clinic, but go in and you can do cryotherapy. They even have the cryotherapy machines you can get at home. Those are really good. So you want to do that right after a workout. They did all kinds of clinical trials on this and found that muscle soreness was reduced. Matter of fact, all your elite athletes do cryotherapy to recover. If they're training every day or having to perform every day, they do cryotherapy for about 10 minutes, and it just improves their recovery in an amazing way. You want to heat up later in the day, too. A few hours after an intense fitness session, you can apply a heating pad or a heat source. Some muscle tightness is a big part of that, so heating pads are really good. Pineapple or tart cherries, check this out. Bromelain is an enzyme found in pineapples. It's got strong anti-inflammatory benefits, but recent research also said that anti-inflammatory power of tart cherries or tart cherry juice has also been shown to significantly reduce inflammation in the body. Pretty cool. So that's another tool you can use to really get in shape. Because, again, when you're getting in shape, if you want to lose body fat, tighten up, get your body fit, really get healthy, the recovery aspect of your workouts are extremely important. So, you know, just to recap, you want to make sure that you stretch, whether it's dynamic holding or movement stretching, dynamic or static. And then you want to warm up for your weight training. If you're going to do any type of workout session, warm up. Spend 5 to 10 minutes warming up. Never miss that. Hydrate yourself. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day is going to help your body get in the best shape possible. Work out with correct form. Don't be sloppy. Jump in an ice bath or get in a cold shower for at least about 2 minutes after a workout, and it'll improve recovery. Heat up later in the day. You can always use heating pads on certain areas of the muscles that tend to get sore or joints that get sore. And consider using pineapple or tart cherries a couple times a day. Who needs anti-inflammatories? Just eat a bunch of tart cherries, right? So your sore muscles, the day after your workout, you want to use them. Don't sit around and think my muscles are sore. The muscle soreness, we always say it kind of works itself out. That's not really what happens. But it helps the healing process of the blood flow. You can ice during recovery and massage therapy. Massage therapy, extremely important aspect for muscle recovery and recovery after workout. So elite athletes all use those. The cryotherapy, and it makes a huge difference in your overall health. So I would get started with some of these tools to really get your body in shape. More information is at our website. Go check us out there. If you look for a lifestyle provider, someone to kind of take you by the hand
and teach you what this really means. Check us out at our website or get to one of our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, multiple campuses around the country, where we can help you. We can coach people all around the world, plus all natural supplements and protocols at our website that you can check out, as well as our TV show, radio shows, and podcasts. We always love being with you to help you get in shape. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, your body can get sick, also get well. That's the cool part of it. Our lifestyles are medicine. In so many different ways, our lifestyle can take us to the next level with our health and life. Let's get to the phones and talk to Tricia. Hi, Tricia.
I'm calling because I had back surgery, and I had long, beautiful hair, and it all fell out after I had the surgery from the IV drugs they were giving me in the hospital. And I was just wondering, I think it's starting to grow back in now, and I was wondering what I could take to help it.
Well, a couple things. We know that biotin is really good for the hair, but your omega-3 fatty acids are really important, too. So cod liver oil is one of my favorites, but most fish oils are great, depending on the quality. Fish oil can be very, very helpful. And the other thing that really is great, too, that you can check out and look at is to take a look at, for your hair, probiotics, actually, because when your gut's healthy, everything in the body will be healthy. Zinc is really good, too, and all your B vitamins. But biotin's a big one. And then your proteins, okay, your food sources. Plenty of dark leafy green vegetables, that makes a difference. But also your protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Eggs and fish are really, really great. And if you're more on the vegetarian side, I get that. But just know that protein is extremely important for your hair. And it does make a big difference in the quality of it. But your fats and your fatty acids, avocados, monounsaturated fats, all that is very helpful at giving the hair that sheen and that shine and that quality. Remember, all the health that we get, that we have, comes from the inside out. So we really want to have health. You want to have it from the inside out. That's the big key that we have to look at, is really building that more than anything else. Okay, and that's where you're going to get, especially with your hair, skin, hair, nails, all that. It really comes from the inside. It's not what we do so much from the outside that makes a difference. 888-283-7272 is the number. You can give me a call. It's your healthcare on demand. I'm America's Health Coach. Always here to be with you, to help you, encourage you. Marshall in Hilldale, California says, I need some exercise ideas for someone that works 10 to 11 hours a day and doesn't have a lot of free time. Okay, cool. One of the things you got to do and look at with your exercise is don't ever tell yourself, whenever you tell yourself anything negative, the brain shuts down. You always have to look at possibilities. You always have to tell yourself the possibilities. You always have to give yourself the possibilities so that you can thrive. Okay? Because if you want to hit your goals, then you have to lay it out. That's very, very important. If you don't lay it out, it won't happen.
Not going to happen. So that's one of the big keys of what you really want to do, and I would encourage you to do, first and foremost. Okay? So number one, if you're looking at exercise ideas, is you've got to tell yourself you do have the time. And really, 20 to 40 minutes is all you really need. I would say work out before you go to work. I don't care what it takes. I know you're working 10 hours a day. I don't care what it takes. Don't watch television. You have to give up something to get something. But I'm telling you that to try to work out at the end of your day, not going to happen. So you got to get your routine down where you get home, get to bed, take care of the kids, whatever you got to do, go straight to bed, and you get up early and go work out. And it will be very, very difficult for the first month, maybe even 2 months. It tells you just 21 days and you'll be used to getting up at 4 a.m. Not going to happen. It's going to take about 2 months. But you got to do it over and over and over and over again. You push yourself long enough and it'll become a habit. All right? But you push yourself hard enough, push yourself long enough, and it will make a difference. So you want to start out by doing that and then get your body to a point where you can really do well and you can thrive. And that is the key. So your exercise routine is going to be extremely important. Now, the ideas I would say for you, I would weight train 3 days a week and do your entire body, split it up, like, for example, chest and arms. On Mondays, Wednesday, do your lower body and some shoulders. Or maybe just do lower body on Wednesday, and then on Friday, do your back and your shoulders. So you want, and then your opposite days, like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, do cardio. So you can run, go jog, get on a treadmill, ride a bike, go swim, do something for 30 minutes. So you mix up your other parts of your body, and you do something totally different. That is going to give you the best balance of what you're looking for. Okay? That really is the key. So if you want to get balanced, and you want to really hit your goals, that's the best way to do it. Otherwise, you can walk every day. But if you want to hit a good, you have to hit the weights, I think, to build a good physique that is strong, we call strong. So the functional movements, all that is extremely important to really give your body what it needs. And I would make that really the key to your overall routine and make that the overall game plan. Okay, because at the end of the day, your exercise routine is, I think, one of your lifelines. Your eating habits and your exercise routine, your relationships, your sleeping habits, all that's your lifestyle, man. You have to manage that. That is a big key, and you got to keep it as balanced as possible. Puts another hour in the charge. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Check us out at InShapeNetwork.com, where your health care is on demand.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.